somewhere in your 40s, you began to notice symptoms of rheumatoid arthritis.
Yes.
Tell us how that came about.
Well, it was in my late 30s. Possibly it was earlier than that. I'm just trying to remember because I taught for a year at Muhlenberg College. Before I had my PhD, I already had a master's degree. But I taught there for a year. I was filling somebody's leave of absence. So the head of the department called me up and said, do you want to do this? Which I was totally delighted to do. It was a wonderful experience, and it was in 1970 and 71 that I was already feeling the results of arthritis. As that decade went by, and I was living on the farm and getting up every day and pulling on my paint clothes, I was using my arms and my shoulders and everything in a way that I often went to bed aching. What was the clue that something was going on was I would go out in the morning after the kids got up and went to school. They were teenagers by this time. I would go out to feed the horses, and I noticed that my foot hurt. I thought I had something in my shoe, or I thought I had a callus. And then as the day would go by, I didn't feel it anymore. And then the next morning, I'd be going out there, and I'd say, ooh, there that is again. I went to my doctor. At this time, my hands were beginning to swell. My symptoms were first in the bones of my feet. That's where it first manifested itself. And so at that time, what you did is you took aspirin.
Aspirin.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody could have arthritis,
yes.
And there's arthritis,
mm-hmm.
But then there's rheumatoid.
Yeah, well,
arthritis.
Rheumatoid arthritis is a systemic autoimmune disease. It's different from osteoarthritis that just happens because of wear and tear as we get older. I was still married at that time. I couldn't move my wedding band. So my doctor sawed off my wedding band. And I walked out of there feeling an unusual freedom. It was so interesting.
Is that what led to divorce?
I must have been feeling on a pretty deep level that I was out of this marriage because I walked out like singing. That my wedding band was sawed off and it wasn't around my finger anymore.
Yet but you were fighting this illness.
And yes. So at first, I didn't realize what it would entail and what would happen. When I lived in Arkansas, there was a period that it was really aggravated. I couldn't lift my hands to comb my hair. I could no longer drive my car because it was a stick shift. I was really in desperate shape. In those days, there were very few remedies, very few remedies.
You said you took aspirin. Eventually, you had to do something more for than aspirin.
Oh, yes. Well, aspirin is an anti-inflammatory, and of course, arthritis is an inflammatory disease, so that would be obvious. Then later, different NSAIDs were developed, you know, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, so I would take those, each one in sequence. When I was finally over here in Tulsa, I went to the rheumatoid arthritis clinic, which was part of OU Health Sciences. I tried gold salts injections. That was one of the things they tried. They had no idea why this would do anything, but some people got better.
Say it again. What was it?
Gold salts injections. It was actually a salt form of gold.
Okay.
They were grasping at straws.
Yeah.
The only reason they were giving those to you, they had no idea why they would work, but it seemed to work for some people. Of course, for other people, it didn't work at all. It didn't work for me, but I took those for years. What finally saved me, which didn't come about until the 1990s, was a medicine that was built on science in that they realized that this disease was caused by your own immune system running amok. So the idea is to take a medicine that cuts down on your own immune system, suppresses the production of white blood cells. That led us into a whole new way of dealing with rheumatoid arthritis.
We should also point out it's more than pain because it affects
disfigurement.
As I can see your fingers here today. Describe
well,
them.
What it does is it gets into every joint, and the body, sensing that there's inflammation present, sends white blood cells to cope with that. And white blood cells, instead of doing what they're supposed to do, they actually break open and suffuse the joint with the enzymes that dissolve the inflammatory agent that they're supposed to be getting rid of. But instead of taking the agent into a capsule and dissolving it, that is the job of a white blood cell, they burst loose and just suffuse the joint itself. So it eats away at the bone, it eats away at the cartilage, in every joint. I've had surgery on my hands, on my fingers, on both feet, on my knee. Right now, I could qualify for knee replacements on both my knees, which are totally ruined, and my shoulders. But I'm too old, I don't want to do that, and so I'm not doing it.
I'm just so impressed because we're going to talk about a lot of the great work you did. This is going on. Did it
this is
get you
on.
Down? Did he press you? Or did
yes.
the mission overcome yes. the depression? How did that work?
Well, I would be depressed, especially when it was so grievous when I was living in Arkansas. I tried the instructions in this book called There Is a Cure for Arthritis, which was really not any kind of jazzy new medicine. It was actually based on diet. I did juice fast for a week, once a month. I also severely reduced eating anything made of flour or sugar. So I lost a lot of weight, and I got better.
Did you inherit this?
No.
Did anybody?
Well, my daughter has inherited it. What you inherit, I guess, is a possibility or a propensity. Doesn't mean that everyone whose parent has it is going to develop it, but it is one of your possibilities.
But your daughter has it also.
My daughter has it. However, she began with it at a time when there were these wonderful medicines that suppress your immune system. These are called remittive agents. They don't just deal with the pain like a painkiller or an anti-inflammatory agent. They get right at the cause of the illness. So she could start right in with those medications and try to avoid all the distortion in the joints that are the heritage of rheumatoid arthritis.